I mean, I like to travel. Do you like to travel? I know most of you do. And many of you, when you travel, even worship at churches while you're gone. Makes me so proud. Yeah, I like to travel, but I've had a little bad luck when it comes to trying to get away lately. I was going to go to San Francisco. Never been. Fisherman's Wharf, the hills, the streetcar. Looks cool. And I was going to go. Steph Curry wouldn't let me in. Kept me locked out. I don't know if he's just jealous because I had the name first, but there it is. He wouldn't let me in. You think I'm joking. How does Steph Curry have the power, the authority? But he does. Steph Curry was given the key to the city of San Francisco in May of 2013. His key, his city. I couldn't go. So I decided to go to Miami, South Beach, Cuban food, maybe take in a Dolphins game. Got to the very edge of the city. Kim Kardashian made me turn around. Wouldn't let me in. Kept me locked out. And you say, how? What's up with that? Well, Kim got the key to the city of Miami way back in 2004. She's had it ever since. Her key, her city, and I had to drive back home. I tried Honolulu, but Michelle Wee kicked me out of there. I tried New Orleans, but Usher showed me the door. I even tried, when I got desperate, very desperate, I tried to go to little teeny Ocala. At least there's horse farms to see. But no such luck. John Travolta gave me the old heave-ho. He got the key to the city in 2007, and he takes it pretty seriously. Okay, so it doesn't work that way, you say. A key to the city is just a ceremonial thing. True now, maybe, but not always. The very first key to a city that archaeologists have discovered is from ancient Nineveh, 8th century BC. Nothing ceremonial. Real wall, real lock, real key. No key, no entry. The same was true throughout most of history, especially the Middle Ages. All the walled cities of Europe had real walls, real locks, and real keys. And who had the keys? Who were the keepers of the keys? You know that. It's an easy answer. Just as true now as ever, the person with the most power has the most keys. That has always been true. It will always be true. To grant entry, access, audience is the ultimate authority. Keys are power and control. Today, Jesus is beside a city with a key. Caesarea Philippi was just east of the Sea of Galilee. It was a pretty city. Little mountains, walled gardens, even an upscale Roman bath. Nice place. Good to visit. As far as we know, Jesus never went in. No record that he ever did. So why bother mention a city that Jesus was only ever near? Outside the gates. Curious thing for the gospel writer to do. Why did Matthew do that? It's an important scene, actually hugely important. This is the great confession of St. Peter, when the sometimes clumsy disciple realizes and articulates that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, the just and proper ruler of the universe. Big moment. Why does it matter what city they are beside? Well, it does matter. There were two Caesareas in New Testament times, so it can get confusing. The Caesarea down south, usually just called Caesarea, was on the sea near Jerusalem. To distinguish today's Caesarea, outside of whose gates Peter has just proclaimed Jesus as Lord, this Caesarea is called Caesarea Philippi. Philip's Caesarea, as in the city named Caesarea owned by Philip. Now, Philip was, as you know, one of Herod's sons, a tetrarch, ruler of a third of the Middle East, and Caesarea is his capital city, and I mean his city. Philip, in this case, is the man with the keys. So I ask again, why does it matter that it is beside Philip's city that Peter proclaims Jesus to be ruler and savior? It matters, of course, because if this Jesus is who Peter claims he is, who you claim he is, then it really isn't Philip's city after all. With the title Messiah, with the description Son of God, with the recognition of universal kingship, the real owner, the owner of the whole shooting match, of course, is Jesus, the Christ. Matthew knew perfectly well how to tell a story right, with contrast and irony. Philip is a sham king. Jesus is the real king. Philip reigned a few years before dying and losing his keys to his cousin Agrippa. Jesus reigned before the worlds began and will reign when all worlds have expired. I mean, you talk about a set of keys, our Lord has them. All power, all authority, every key to every lock. And what does Jesus do with those keys? Incredible, really. The moment Peter recognizes Jesus' lordship, what does Jesus do? He tosses him the keys. Jesus says to Peter, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He just hands them over. Now, Roman Catholics have, for millennia, used this passage to explain papal authority, and perhaps they are right, but there is also much more going on. Just like Peter, you have proclaimed Jesus as Messiah, ruler, Christ. And if you hadn't done it lately, you're about to in the Nicene Creed. Now, when you do that, we know what happens. Jesus tosses you the keys. You see, Jesus doesn't hold his authority over you like a Philip or a Herod. He doesn't command and condemn. He doesn't use force or even that much persuasion. He doesn't bar your way or tax or conscript you. When you proclaim Jesus as Lord, you enter a city to which you have a key. You've been handed a key. So what are you going to do now with your keys? I mean, locking and unlocking is yours to decide. When anger, resentment, grudges knock on your door, you just going to let them in? Throw open the gates? Most people will. Or will you lock yourself away from those? I mean, you have the key. It's your choice. Or how about when love and risk and trust show up? What are you going to do? You going to hide away behind locked doors, safer? Or are you going to open the gates of your heart and let those things in? The key is in your pocket. It is your decision. See, the gift of love given to you by God, the God who made you and the Christ who saved you, is a gift of freedom. All real love and real compassion offers freedom, not compulsion. All real love hands you the keys. Now, what you do with those keys is up to you. But if you want help, if you're not always sure how you want to handle everything yourself, you can always ask, and Jesus will always answer.